This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to ROFM, your local community access radio station. The time now, 7 o'clock on a Friday night. Time for another hour of blues here on the Friday Night Blues Show, and on a pretty warm night out in Marston at the moment, 20 degrees, and it's a little muggy. So hopefully the air conditioning in the studio continues to do its sterling work.
Morning, didn't have my baby by my side. Well, when the sun rose this morning, I didn't have my baby by my side. Well, I didn't know where she was. She was out with some other guy.
Now the moon looked lonesome, shining down through the trees. Shining down through the tree. Told your arms look lost when your baby's packing up to leave. Back to me. Now if I don't hurry up and find her, my heart's gonna be in misery. Let's get out of here, boys.
opening up the show tonight there, a track from an album put out by the Chicago legend Jimmy Rogers and his All Stars Blues Band, an album that came out and he actually passed away just prior to it being completed back in the 90s. So Jimmy Rogers, a Chicago legend, early member of Muddy Waters Band way, way back in the early 1950s. On that track, Blow and Blow, he was joined by Kim Wilson on harmonica and Johnny Johnson on the piano. And on other tracks, he's joined by various people like Jeff Healy and Eric Clapton and Stephen Stills, and also a couple of the old fellas from the Rolling Stones.
Give me back my way.
Great slide guitar there from Luther Allison and Give Me Back My Wig, a song made famous and also written by Hound Dog Taylor, and he performed that nightly in Chicago when it came out, and was such a great hit that Bruce Eaglau from Alligator Records decided to form a label just to record the great Hound Dog Taylor. One of the other Alligator artists is a guy called Kenny Neal. He's been around for a long time. Not quite sure whether he is still performing or not. He was born in the late 1950s into a blues family. His father was a renowned harmonica player and very popular, and one of the results of that was Kenny was exposed to a lot of the big names in blues as they toured around, and always seemed to stay at his parents' house when they happened to be in town. So Kenny picked up the blues from a very early age. Has performed not only electric blues but also acoustic blues. And this track is a song called Caught Your Backdoor Man from a LP he put out in the early 2000s.
I beg and plead. I'm on my way out. You can give it my key. Got your back door, man, baby. Sneaking out my front door. He can use any dog he wants. I won't be coming back no more.
Last weekend, I dropped into the Salvation Army shop in Masterton, like I tend to do once a week, and it looks like there is another blues fanatic in Masterton. In the CDs, there was probably half a dozen blues CDs, and I managed to pick up about three or four, and one of them was one called The Essential Collection of John Lee Hooker, and we'll play the opening track of this album. Of course, it's one of his popular songs, one made famous by George Thorogood. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Cause it's something I done, something that she heard before she left me. thought she left me. My baby even left me, never said a word. You know I stand at my window, wring my hands and moan. All I know is that the one I love is gone. But she left me, thought she left me. My baby even left me, never said a word. Window, wring my hands and cry. Hate to leave that woman, hate to say goodbye. Lord, she left me, Lord, she left me. Man, she even left me, never said goodbye. Oh, baby. Said a word. Was it something I done, something that you heard? Boy, she left me, Lord, she left me. My baby even left me, never said a word. Bye-bye, baby.
John Hammond Jr. there, his version of Arthur Big Boy Crudup's My Baby Left Me, and that was written by Arthur Crudup, but was also recorded in the late 1950s by Elvis Presley, and just because of that, Elvis gets a songwriting credit as well, as you did way back in those days.
Took a good ride with a happy life and put us so far.
Marcia Ball, song called Mobile, bringing the time to 27 minutes after 7 o'clock here on Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. And next up, we've got a track from an album put out by Jimmy Vaughan and Omar Kent Dykes, and the album's called the Jimmy Reed Highway, because they perform a lot of songs originally performed by the great Jimmy Reed, including this one, A Big Boss Man.
For that spoonful.
Yeah, women die for that spoonful.
that spoonful.
Yeah, now they cry for that spoonful. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That spoon, spoon, spoon.
Yeah. Oh, not good be a spoon full of diamond. Good be a spoon full of gold. Just a little spoon of your precious love will satisfy my soul.
Yeah, now it could be a spoon full of coffee. Just a little spoon of your precious love is good enough for me. The men will fight for that spoonful.
Yeah, yeah, they die for that spoonful.
Yeah, yeah, they sigh for that spoonful.
Yeah, now they fight for that spoonful.
Yeah, yeah.
Edda James there, and her version of Spoonful. And next up, we've got Big Joe Turner and a Shake, a Rattle and Roll.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, sun comes shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all the mess belongs to you.
Big Joe Turner there, Shake, Rattle and Roll, which is often referred to as the song that brought in rock and roll, as well as several other songs as well. But it certainly was a big hit in the rock and roll era when it was cleaned up. The lyrics were sanitized and cleaned up and put out by Bill Haley and his Comets. Back in 1999, B.B. King put out an album called Let the Good Times Roll, the music of the great Louis Jordan. And the song I've picked from this album is a song called I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town.
Outskirts of town. Hey, I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging around. I'm gonna tell you, baby, we're gonna move away from here. I don't want no ice man. I'm gonna get me a Frigidaire when we move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging around. I'm gonna bring my own groceries, gonna bring them every day. That'll stop the grocery boy. Hey, and keep him away when we move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't need nobody always hanging around. It can be, but if we have any children, I want them all to look like me when we move way out on the outskirts of town.
B.B. King bringing the time to 18 minutes to 8 o'clock here on Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. Next up, we've got a track from a guy who has been around for decades and decades. He actually started out in the early 1960s. He was in the backing band for a guy called Bruce Chanel, who had a big hit called Hey Baby, and they were touring the UK, and one of the other acts on the bill was an up-and-coming group from Liverpool, and Delbert McClinton actually taught John Lennon quite a few tricks on the harmonica during that tour.
I learned to swim when Daddy threw me in the river. The army taught me how to shine my shoes. The years have shown me that nothing lasts forever. But everything I know about the blues, I learned from you. I thought I'd seen my share of bad luck and hard times, but nothing set me up for what you put me through. I learned a lesson that will hurt me for a lifetime, 'cause everything I know about the blues, I learned from you. I know that promises are things that just get broken, and you can't trust a woman's tears. And if love is what you place your hope in, all your hope may disappear. In certain circles I've acquired a reputation, but I give credit where credit is due. Yes, it's true, I've got a first-rate education, 'cause everything I know about the blues, everything I know about the blues, I learned from you.
Delbert McClinton there, a song called Everything I Know About the Blues. And next up, we've got a guy who knew a little bit about the blues. It's a track from Sonny Boy Williamson.
Darling, you know exactly what happened last year just about this time. Yes, you know exactly what happened last year just about this time. You asked me for $100 and I didn't have but 99. Because she's so nice and kind. I'm in love with your little girl, just because she's so nice and kind. I was so sorry when she asked me for $100. I couldn't give her but 99. Chicken sick on July the 29th. Yeah, the one I love, she's taking sick, boys, on July the 29th. Her doctor bill was $400, and I didn't have but $399.
Sonny Boy Williamson there, and a song called 99.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray. Crazy about
send her back to me.
Back in 2004, Hubert Sumlin put out what was to be his last album, an album called About Them Shoes, and he was joined by a whole lot of celebrity blues guys, including Eric Clapton, who features on guitar along with Hubert on this track, and Eric Clapton also takes the vocals. The song's called I'm Ready. Hubert Sumlin and a few of his mates bringing to a close another edition of the Friday Night Blues Show, which was the first broadcast all over the wonderful Wire Rapper on Arrow FM 92.7. I'll just put on some Kiwi music to take us up to 8 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock I'll be back with another edition of the 60s Nostalgia Show.